the rest of the story. It's been said by scholars of the era that there were three sides in the American Civil War, the North, the South, and the Sioux Indians. For while the Union Army was involved in a high-profile conflict with the Confederates in the East, it was waging a little publicized, yet no less bloody Indian war on the Western frontier. And during the disquiet on the Western frontier were the first six infantry regiments of the U.S. Volunteers, uncommonly courageous men whose heroism remains mostly unsung. Those 6,000 Union soldiers under the command of General John Pope have, regarding their comparative anonymity, have been referred to as the Lost Legion. Well, this day those lost are going to be found in the rest of the story. By late summer 1864, the vulnerability of our western frontier had become apparent to the United States government. Yankees originally stationed there had been gradually siphoned off by mounting troop concentrations in the east. Suddenly the Sioux had decided it was time to reclaim their territory, and so in September, one regiment at a time, the United States Volunteers began heading west, and soon there were six regiments, 6,000 troops, holding down forts in the farthest reaches of no man's land. This Lost Legion restored stage and mail service between the Missouri River and California, repelling Indian attacks every mile of the way. They escorted supply trains along the Oregon and Santa Fe trails. They reconstructed hundreds of miles of telegraph lines, which the Indians had destroyed between Fort Kearney and Salt Lake City. On the Minnesota frontier, they defended white settlements against the Sioux. On the Kansas plain, they fought and frozen, starved, and died in relentless winter blizzards. Folklore hails the cowboys, and yet perhaps more than any group of people, it was these six regiments that history almost forgot, which tamed the West. At least one veteran of the Lost Legion was to achieve fame later in life. Henry Morton Stanley, newspaper correspondent, African explorer. It was Henry Stanley who found Livingston on Lake Tanganyika in Africa. Otherwise, these valiant Union troops who defended the Civil War's Western Front have, as old soldiers are supposed to do, just faded away. Now, might the subsequent downplaying of their accomplishment and their valor be somehow related to an embarrassing statement by their General Pope, their commanding General Pope, to the effect that those six regiments of the U.S. Volunteers were more dependable and more loyal than most in the Union Army? And yes, that would be disturbing, considering that General Pope's Lost Legion of 6,000 Yankees were not Yankees at all. They were 6,000 former inhabitants of overcrowded Union prison camps. They were Confederate POWs who'd been offered service in the Union Army as an alternative to confinement. And thus, with the main fighting in the East, was rescued the West from the North by the South. And now you know the rest of the story.